launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. You can also change the content and add to the content on the website by creating your own show prep suggestions on the site. Other people then look at them and decide whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most they can vote on them, and you can vote too. And the most liked make it to the front page in the top of our website at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231, to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Travis in Florida, and then we'll talk about nonviolent resistance. Travis, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Travis?
Well, I was calling because I have Ethan here doing Liberty on tour, and we're planning on having a meetup tomorrow, and I was thinking, just letting listeners know, anyone in Miami that wants to come talk about agorism and counter-economics is... Miami's a big hotbed for counter-economics.
Yeah, I know that Ethan has been doing Liberty on Tour over at libertyontour.com as he has been going around the country and meeting up with other liberty-minded people as kind of an extension of what Pete Nademo have been doing for a little while last year. And people can go to libertyontour.com to follow him as he blogs about his journey and where he's going next to kind of keep up to date on what's going on down there. So anything exciting happening in Florida? I can't say I've been back since I've left.
It might be a hotbed for counter-economics, but...
Certainly not a hotbed for liberty.
Yeah, it ain't making anything free.
Yeah. Well, no, well, what we're doing here is we're trying to get people who are already involved to get the libertarian message and mix the libertarian message with the counter-economics, and they're naturally going to be more inclined to understand the theory.
What is that? What is counter-economics?
Pretty much just... anything that's outside the government, gray markets, do everything without permits, and just do it on a voluntary basis. Just living on a voluntary basis, basically.
Yeah, I hope that more people will consider doing that. I think that it's important to take as much money and control out of the pocket of the government bureaucrats as possible. I don't know if I believe that that's going to lead to, you know, any really significant change, because I think most people are pretty scared to jump onto the counter-economic bandwagon, and I don't think that we're going to see much change out of as a result of that. But I fully support people's ability to do it, and I don't beg for permission from bureaucrats to do my business, and I wish more people would stop begging. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you think, JJ? Do you think agorism or counter-economics is going to really be significant in the leading to liberty in our lifetime?
I think it's good for several reasons, but as far as significant as in changing laws, probably not. I think it's good for communities. I think it's good for networking. It's good for creating other means of getting goods and services. And if things happen, you're more likely to trust these people who you've dealt with in this counter economy because of the risk involved, because of the links you have to go to not get caught, and that sort of bond and camaraderie that is formed.
Well, a lot of it's you could even just as small as garage sales. I mean, you know, if you don't ask the government, in many places you don't.
They do
need
have
to,
permits for that.
Yeah, they have. But if you don't ask the government for a permit for a garage sale, I mean, that's the sort of thing that we're talking about here. Is you know,
there's risk involved, right? I mean, there's risk. Whenever you're doing something that the government is permitting, in that they have licensing for, and you don't get that license, then you are putting something on the line. You're putting your personal freedom on the line, which is why the appeal of it is very limited to people, because most people are frightened to death of doing anything. I mean, even today, as we were going across the street to kind of chase down these cops with video cameras at this court trial that we went to, and if you missed our discussion of that, you can get the archive later at freetalklive.com, but there were only a handful of the 25 activists that were actually kind of on the front. A lot of people kind of stayed back and hung back because they don't want to take the risk. They don't want to get too close to the police. It's a dangerous thing to do.
Maybe they thought it was rude to chase them down. I mean, you're just assuming what their motives were.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, Mark. I don't know. But I don't imagine most of these people really care very much for what these police did. That's why they were there to support Big Mike at his trial.
Sure.
I think I was among milling about different groups, but I think the general consensus that I felt was that people thought it was funny that the police were running away from the cameras so quickly and yet so bold when they're sitting in the courtroom. But at, getting back to the counter economy question, I think, as I said, that the building of community, getting to know people and forming relationships where you're used to dealing with outside the government sort of actions, I think that's all good. It's not going to change any laws, I don't think. I don't think it's going to affect that, but there is value, I see.
I think so, too. I mean, I like the fact that people are doing business outside of the normal channels, and I would like to encourage it, but I also don't blame anybody for not wanting to. So, like, for instance, today when we went to the pizza shop, we went to a different pizza shop after we were told that we weren't wanted in the shop that was serving the police officers in Nashua. We went to a different one, had a nice conversation with the guy that was running the place, and he totally understood where we were coming from on the viewpoint. He certainly was no fan, from what I could tell, of how the police treat some people. And at the same time, he also made the point that he can't be the person that stands up, that he's a target. He pointed out that we get to go away when we're done, but he has to stay there because he's there running that business, and so he can't speak out too much because he'll be targeted. He's that afraid of these police that he knows,
legitimately so,
right, if he speaks out against them, that they'll target him and his business and his employees, and his, you know, and he can't just run away because he's doing business.
You know, without the support network that the activists have, he has no one to really lean on to help him if he is targeted. So he's kind of on an island, so to speak, in that should he do anything, the neighboring businesses will likely not help him or do anything to that effect. He doesn't have any real support for with any other means other than probably his family and his friends and maybe his diehard customers.
Right. So the best thing he can do is just keep making his food and keep selling it and do his thing. And then maybe quietly he can support some causes or something like that with his money. But so there's a different role for everybody in this. And most business owners, it's going to be tough to get them on board with going underground.
One other point is just the whole baby steps towards saying no to the government. You know, it starts with a person doing nothing illegal, and then perhaps they engage in the counter economy in different ways other than garage sales and one-time things. Mm-hmm. But if you get involved in that, you get more and more courage to say no to other things about the government, and it could lead to eventually being more of a activist.
Yeah, I agree. I think that baby steps are important. Saying no, learning to try to say no in some occasions is important, and courage. Seeing other people exhibit courage can help inspire courage inside you. And then if you do things, you will inspire others and so on. And so that's why we're trying to bring people together here in New Hampshire, so that people can become more courageous because they'll know they'll have the support behind them in the instance that something goes wrong. So 800-259-9231. In fact, let's talk a little bit more about some nonviolent resistance as is being discussed over at theatlantic.com with all the news about Libya and Egypt and all of these movements around the world. Most of these protesters are completely nonviolent. They are very peaceful. And it's the government folks, of course, have been violent in response to what has been happening for the most part. And the article opens up and goes through some discussion about nonviolent resistance. And then it gets to some lessons that people have learned about nonviolent resistance. And I would like to skip straight to those. First, successful nonviolent resistance is based on overcoming fear and obedience. And I can't agree more. This is the most critical aspect. We talk about the baby steps.
Yep.
This is the big factor here. You don't have to jump into the deep end of the nonviolent civil disobedience, non-cooperation pool. You can take little dip steps in the the shallow end and sample it here and there and just try saying no to something that the government is demanding of.
Like an easy one would be not standing up for the judge in courtrooms or something to that effect, where you're not actually doing much of anything.
Which is even easier.
If you get some stupid ticket for something, taking it to court.
And that's even easier when you've got people backing you up. It's going to be scary to do that alone. I would not recommend doing that alone.
That's right.
So doing something like not standing for a judge only makes sense when you've got 5-10 people there to be there and do that with you, to do it in tandem. We'll talk more about nonviolent resistance here, according to TheAtlantic.com, in moments, and take your thoughts as well, your observations, opinions, 800-259-9231. Experiences, whatever you want to share with us goes. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 24th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.1780. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.5432, $7.2716 for a half ounce, and $3.6358 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.5432, $7.2716, or $3.6358.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ. And Mark.
We're talking about nonviolent resistance, some observations that people have learned over the years in engaging in these activities, as we're seeing a lot of folks putting them to use over in the Middle East, over in Northern Africa, starting to see more of it here in New Hampshire as the Free State Project continues to gain momentum. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment. Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totosac. back. Stay tuned for that opportunity. We'll give you the contest lines at the right time. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, huge supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can help you. If you have some reason that you need to contact a bunch of people through the telephone, SACL CAI can help you. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. We're talking about some lessons that over the years people have learned about nonviolent resistance. This summary coming from theatlantic.com, and their first point is that successful nonviolent resistance is based on overcoming fear and obedience. Despotic regimes, rather than ruling through absolute violence, typically rely on a noxious mixture of propaganda, patronage, apathy, political legitimacy, and a calibrated use of public and covert violence to generate a blanket of fear.
Yes, the slave-on-slave mentality where one person says, you can't do that, that's illegal.
Mm.
You know, I can't let you do that because that's illegal. I'm going to have to call the police on you. Well, is it your job to enforce the law? I mean, really.
And is it wrong? That's really the ultimate question. Just because it's illegal doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, you know, these same people, they can get so upset about acts of civil disobedience. Would they have called the law on Rosa Parks? Would they have called the law on their neighbor who was hiding Jews?
Some of them certainly would have.
But they wouldn't admit to it now.
Of course not.
Right. Would they have called the law on their neighbor who was hiding blacks during the slave times? All these are acts, important acts of civil disobedience that everybody recognizes today as just and right actions. However, at their time, the conservatives, or whatever term you want to use, the sycophants, the government sycophants out there, they were, wow, this is breaking the law. If you want to change something, you better go through the system. Well, I can tell you, the system's designed not to be changed. The system's designed to not care whether what they do is right or just to do it.
Yeah, so the blanket of fear definitely exists here in this country. It's not as overt as in some other places with more violent, overtly violent regimes. But people are afraid. People are very afraid to stand up against the state. They know that there's a chance that they'll be crushed, that their families will be destroyed, that their business will be ruined.
Right, even when there's some ambiguity as to whether or not something is actually illegal or whether they're breaking some regulation that requires a permit or some ordinance that they don't even know about. The fact of the matter is there are so many laws on the books as it is. There are so many different ways that they can gig you and take your money and property that it makes no sense to even study the laws. Not only one are they changing, but there's obscure ones that you really won't know much about unless you sit there and read through these massive tomes of fiction that they call law.
It's impossible.
And even if you do, when the police officer comes and says you're doing something wrong, and you say, "Oh no, I'm not. I read the law on this."
Won't matter.
That's not how we interpret it. Yeah. They'll make it up on the spot if they feel like it.
However, it turns out that fear and apathy can be brittle. Dissidents can hammer the first cracks in the edifice by creating low risk ways for citizens to signal solidarity with one another and see through regime subterfuge. In 1983, for example, Chileans used public slowdown strikes to spread awareness of dissidents against the Pinochet regime. As ordinary people, including taxi drivers and pedestrians, slowed their activities, they communicated the widespread nature of public dissatisfaction with Pinochet's rule. Through their participation, Chileans became empowered. So, a good example of this from just tonight's discussion, the story out of Seattle, where the restaurant has decided to publicly make it clear that they are no longer going to serve TSA agents. And then the fact that they had a response from 90% of their patrons saying they supported it. It gave their patrons a way to express their agreement with what was going on and express their frustration with what's happening with the TSA without actually having to step out into the limelight and be seen. But it took this business owner to take that risk and to go out on the ledge and to say, I feel this way, and I'm willing to change my business practices to support how I feel. That was the act of bravery and the courage that allowed other people to rally behind him and show their support.
Right. I think a part of it, as I've seen with the 420 protests here in Keene and other sort of protests, is that seeing the first hammer fall removes a lot of the mysticism and the illusion of fear that you have around what happens when someone gets arrested. What happens when someone gets caught smoking a joint in a park you see this happen. You see the arrest. You see what happens with the activists that gather. If you're, you know, if you have activist friends, and that fear quickly dissipates. And this is true of nearly
pulling
every,
back the curtain.
Yeah, nearly every activist that's come here, the new ones, you know, they're agitated, they're nervous at that first time where the law is being challenged. But the second time, there's less. The third time, there's even less. And soon, they have no sort of fear or apprehension about what's going on. They're more confident in, I know what's going to happen. I know how they're going to deal with the situation. And I know
what the worst case is.
Right, I know how I'm going to react. And I think that's the key. The first person who does these pioneers, these trailblazers, they basically show to the rest of the world, exactly as you said, the man behind the curtain. And that's powerful.
Yeah, well, because the government has this aura of legitimacy that is very, very important for them to keep up. And if that's shattered, then it's hard for them to get it back. And that's part of what's been going on here in New Hampshire is that we've been showing these people for the violence that they represent. And that's very dangerous to their aura because they want you to believe that they're there because you chose them. You've elected them to do these things to you.
You know, it's interesting. You're talking about this aura of legitimacy, and I...
cloak might be a better term.
They do so much to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
With the judge, he wears different clothes than the rest of us wear, traditional clothes. He stands up in the courtroom. He has a little raised area
upon
which he sits so that he can sit above everybody else who's
on
seated.
On the dais, yes.
Yeah, you know.
And he has minions that do his bidding, too.
When you talk, police, they wear particular outfits. They have particular cars. They have all the trappings of uniformity and legitimacy. We are one.
A cult.
Stand against us and we will crush you. We are one. And you guys, you're all wearing a bunch of different clothes out there. You mm-hmm. folks, you're individuals. We are one. And that's how they do it. That's how they make their legitimacy is by, you know, making themselves all look the same. As though wearing the same hat, you know, makes you, you know, more powerful or something.
We'll come back and we'll talk more about nonviolent resistance here in a moment, what some people have learned over the years. But first, want to give you a chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac. It is a nice product. I like it. I use it every time I bring groceries back in from the car. It's basically a hook or a handle with a hook on it that is so strong it's going to carry more than your arm can possibly carry. You load up the bags onto the Totesac, you bring them in, and you get the job done much faster. You can go to Totesac.us to learn more about it. You can order them there. You can also order them wholesale if you want. TOTASAK.US. But if you're caller now at 603-435-1105, you will win a two-pack. So you could win, if you dial in now, 603-435-1105, a two-pack of the Totesac. 603-435-1105. More coming up.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you bring it what you want if you dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video proving that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Many graduates have gone on to such prestigious organizations as ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Cato Institute, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. LibertarianInternships.com. Go there, get more information, sign up to receive updates and reminders from them. This is an incredible opportunity. LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're talking about nonviolent resistance. We'll continue that conversation here in a moment. Cass is on the line in, I think, Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, I'm just calling to say that there's a meetup tomorrow in Miami.
Yeah, we already actually have that call tonight, and people can go to, I'm sure, libertyontour.com to learn about what's going on with that. And was there anything else you wanted to discuss? Because we can't really have people calling to promote local events. As you might imagine, that would result in a three-hour-long show full of people promoting local events, and that's not very entertaining.
All right, that was it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye now. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airways, but we want to have a conversation. It's not a show that's designed around you promoting something, essentially. Do you see where I'm coming from on that?
Yeah, you know, I want people and their Liberty events to, you know, get known and noticed, but I don't know that Free Talk Live is a good venue for that.
Well, we talk about Pork Fest because that's an event that is sponsoring the program. I mean, Porcupine Freedom Festival, we talk about every night on this program, so yeah. You could say, well, you guys are hypocrites to talk about Pork Fest. Well, we're being paid to talk about Pork Fest, and beyond that, we're going anyway, and we're going to broadcast live from there. So,
yeah, so it's a Free Talk Live event,
something
so
we do
centered around Free Talk Live. So. You know, I mean, I guess one has to take it to the extreme and say, how interesting would the radio program about, you know, hey, come on down to our the Skunk Hollers, Fire Muster and Antique Auto Show. There's gonna be a libertarian booth there. It'll be awesome,
guys. My grandma's having a birthday this Saturday at noon.
Obviously, these are ludicrous, right? These are ludicrous examples, but it's talk show.
Yeah. All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue here. TheAtlantic.com summarizing some of the lessons that have been learned about nonviolent disobedience, resistance, non-cooperation over the years. And so they continued their explanation here, saying that Facebook offered relatively low-risk activity in which many Egyptians could participate, see their strength, and shed their fear. Suddenly, the unimaginable seems possible. And this transformation in attitudes can happen at incredible speed. As Ahmed Mar of the Egyptian April 6th movement commented, "When I looked around me and I saw all these unfamiliar faces in the protests, and they were more brave than us, I knew that this was it for the regime." Second, as Gene Sharp notes, or insists, following Gandhi, that power always depends for its strength and existence upon a replenishment of its sources by the cooperation of numerous institutions and people, cooperation that does not have to continue. And that is absolutely correct. Their power exists because of your obedience and your willingness to go along with whatever it is that they are demanding. As soon as people stop it, as soon as people decide to put their foot down and say, I will not go any further, I will not obey this regulation, I will not pay this tax, I will not jump through your hoops, who do you think you are? As soon as people start to put their feet down, the more people do it, the more powerless the government people and the aggressors become.
Right, and I think what we've seen, especially with the latest uprisings, popular uprisings in the North Africa and in the Mideast, is the crackdown. Obviously, there's going to be a response. People say, no, we will not take anymore. There's a crackdown. But shortly after the crackdown, once the police realize that their weapon of fear is pretty much broken, and all they have left is violence.
Overt violence.
Overt violence. Well, the overt violence just... you know, consolidates all of those dissonant voices into one voice, and those it acts as sort of a magnet to attract all those that have a problem with the state, and it gives them fodder to fight against the state, against that regime, whatever it is, and it only serves to shore up their resolve and basically make them stronger.
Nonviolent resistance can leverage immense economic and political pressure because a regime relies on its citizens for labor and expertise. Targeted non-cooperation can be devastating. It may be no accident that only 3 days after labor unions joined the protest movement in Egypt and service workers at the Suez Canal went on strike, that the military took the reins from Mubarak. Third, nonviolent discipline can be one of the most critical strategies in the protesters' playbook.
Nonviolent discipline?
That's what they say, say here. We usually associate revolutions with the discipline to be nonviolent.
I see.
We usually associate revolutions with bloody armed struggles and coups. But one of the most remarkable sights during the standoff in Tahrir Square in Egypt was the widespread commitment to nonviolence, despite provocative infiltration by undercover police and attacks by pro-Mubarak demonstrators. And we've seen these same tactics on behalf of the police in this country. At peaceful protests, the police will put infiltrators in there, agents provocateur, whose job it is to try to instigate violence amongst the protesters.
Were they kind of referring to the idea that where some of the protesters captured these instigators and then, you know, found out they were police, and then they actually held them nonviolently in plans to put them on trial? They didn't just sit there and behead them or kill them. They treated them like human beings and afforded them an opportunity to go on trial and stand up to their accusers. something the police wouldn't have done. They would have simply used a stick.
Right, they would have just hurt him. Right.
Yeah, I don't think the trials were particularly, they seemed a little one-sided to me. But, you know, hey, I appreciate their effort.
Well, I think it is one-sided if you have this police officer who's clearly been beating people.
I meant when the protesters, picked up some police officer and then had an impromptu trial.
That's
for
what he's talking about.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
One-sided.
Well, of course it's one-sided.
It's always one-sided.
Yeah, the police officer is using gross violence against people. Well, what more do you need?
It's better than beheading the police officer.
It's better than
though,
just,
right?
Yeah, it's better
I
than
don't know
just,
what they did with him afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think
they
a lot.
They were not violent.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of, they didn't put up gallows or anything.
I don't know.
Well, no, we do know. This is a non-violent
that's
movement.
That's what I'm saying.
Largely.
They didn't.
Violence by we're telling you that, Mark. So violence by protesters can undermine public support and give regime leaders an excuse for mass repression. In Egypt, it was the regime that was discredited by violence instead of the demonstrators. I think I was just saying something like this last night on these this very airwaves. It's been something that we've seen here and we've seen across the country when somebody goes all crazy and decides to get violent against the government and goes in and shoots up a city council meeting or builds the killdozer and armors up a bulldozer and goes and start shooting people and tearing through buildings, it's easy for them to point at that person and say, this person's nuts, and even if they were angry about legitimate things, about being aggressed against by the government,
right.
Even if their anger, the source of their anger, was legitimate, the violence is never seen as legitimate by most people. And so you ruin any chances you have at affecting change or inspiring others when you turn to the same tools that the state uses, which is violence.
That's right. Because not only, you're fighting the state and you're doing damage against whatever it is, whether you're using a killdozer or a gun, but at the same time, you're also scaring the other people, your neighbors, your community mm-hmm. members. You're scaring them with your violent actions, and they aren't going to be sympathetic with your cause, no matter how well-spoken you are, no matter how good of a manifesto you've written.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Helen is on the line listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live. Helen, in Ithaca. Listening to WNYY, Helen going once. Helen going twice.
Maybe we can get her after the break.
Well, maybe she's got a bad cell. We'll put her back on hold here. She dropped off. Probably bad cell phone. Certainly welcome to call back in. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moments remain. Still enough time for your calls, your thoughts, whether you want to talk about nonviolent disobedience, resistance, non-cooperation, or something completely different. You may do so. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ. And Mark.
All right. Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. The various different things that you can do, they're all free, as a talk show website should be, but most of them aren't. We give you more for free than they will charge you for, most likely. You'll see for yourself when you visit freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts, and we'll get back to your calls here in a moment from theatlantic.com about nonviolent resistance. I don't really like the term resistance myself. I prefer non-cooperation. I just think that resistance, it just doesn't ring right with me. What you resist persists. You know. So anyway, let's continue here. Similarly, in Bahrain, one organizer, Hussein Ramadan, declared, quote, "The people are angry, but we will control our anger. We will not burn a single tire or throw a single rock. We will not go home until we succeed. They want us to be violent. We will not."
Exactly. That, and he hits on the point perfectly. In Bahrain, there was this this square, and they tried to it wasn't a square, it was actually a roundabout, but they tried to treat it in the same manner that the Egyptians did for Tahrir Square, in that they met there and they chose that as their campground, so to speak. Now, initially, they were gathered there, and the police came from all directions and cracked down really violently against these people, and basically cleared the square or cleared the roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, once the police left, the next day people came back in droves, and this time they brought tents, they brought food, there were free food services, there was health caregivers, there was people to watch children as the parents were holding signs, stuff like that.
It's not just a group of radicals, we're talking about a community.
Yes, they formed a community there, and they said, "We're not leaving the square anymore."
Mm.
And basically, they treated it just like the Egyptians did for their square, that roundabout. So, more power to them.
It's incredible. Let's talk to you, get your thoughts. Helen, I think, is back with us here, maybe on a better cell this time. Helen, are you with us, listening in Ithaca?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll take you up speaker, sorry.
Oh, no problem. You're listening to WNYY there in Ithaca, New York. What's on your mind tonight?
Right. All right, well, I'm a news junkie, and I've been following everything going on in the Middle East and North Africa there. So it's true that things in Egypt, they were so bad. Things in Bahrain, they were handled peacefully. What's going on right now as we speak in Libya is horrible. Over 1,000 people are dead. But we also have something going on in this country. And I also have Tunisia and Morocco. There's stuff going on there, too. But in this country and this state called Wisconsin, we've been having some, like, more than a week, about 10 days of peaceful demonstrations. And you haven't even mentioned Wisconsin. Wisconsin should get some credit.
Tonight we haven't mentioned them, but we've talked about it in the past. And I think that there's some difference to what is going on in Wisconsin to what's going on in these other places.
There's a big difference.
So, you know, like,
you know what's cool, though? Can I just interrupt?
Go ahead, sure.
People from all over the world have been calling into, like, these coffee shops and pizza parlors and donating money to feed these people for free who are protesting in Wisconsin. And people from Egypt have sent money to, like, this guy, it's called Ian's Pizza or something, and another pizza place, I forget the name of the other one. But, like, they're giving free pizza to people, free coffee, free Coke, and, you know.
I can't support what's going on in Wisconsin because, as Mark pointed out, there's a difference, but you didn't explain the difference. Mark, do you want to try to do that?
Well, you know, there's it's a bunch of state workers who are saying, you know, we want the public to pay for our additional medical benefits and all this other stuff when so many of the people that have to pay are forced to pay for them. You know, they don't have the benefits that these people are, you know, they're arguing for. And I want them to have benefits. I just want them to do it in a manner that's non-coercive.
All right, I agree with you. You know, I lived in France for like almost 5 years, and it was a socialist country at the time. It was the late 1980s, and everybody had the same benefits, you know? So it's like, why don't we all have pensions? Why don't we all have health care? You know, that's why I'm, you know.
Well, that's the only way that the state can get people to work for them. They have to offer them a better deal. They have to take productive people away from jobs that actually produce something, jobs that actually create wealth, and they have to take these people.
Protecting your life is worthless or something? The cops are worthless?
The cops actually got paid off in this particular instance. It's the teachers we're talking about here. And teachers provide something to the marketplace. You know, this is where the rhetoric falls apart, JJ. The teachers provide something to the marketplace. The problem is that the way that they're funded doesn't allow somebody choice. And that's what really is, for me, the problem.
The problem is the coercion. The problem is the fact that they're funded through the threat of violence. And that's why I can't support what they're doing. I don't have any objection with people joining together for collective bargaining purposes. But the problem is they're collectively bargaining for a paycheck and benefits that are being stolen from people.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt warned against public sector unions. He said, never let this happen. And, well, you know, generally unions will extol Franklin Delano Roosevelt and not mention this important quote.
You know, we had so many more unions like 20 years ago.
Sure.
Unions are like 10% of what they were like 20 years ago. And I'm talking about private sector unions.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
I agree.
Anything else you want to share?
No, I mean, like, I think that, especially now, since that Citizens United decision, you've heard of that, right?
It's frightening. Yeah. It gives corporate personhood.
Corporations versus everybody else. We need unions now more than we ever did.
Well,
and I'm not even a member of a union.
I agree with you, Helen. I'd love to see unions, getting together and bargaining with their employers is cool by me. But public sector unions don't breed private sector unions. Supporting public sector unions doesn't help private sector unions other than giving money to the large union organizations.
Well, I guess they say it helps the baseline. It keeps, you know, salaries, you know, for everybody, like, below, like,
Do you see any evidence of people getting paid in the marketplace the same as people get paid for government workers?
Well, generally, the big problem is here we don't manufacture anything anymore, so everybody is working like at Kohl's or Target or working in a restaurant. And
what happened with the cheese business?
Service employees. That is worthless work, in my opinion.
Oh, wait, when you say we don't
need to manufacture things in this country again. That's what the problem is. And we need tariffs.
No, you don't need that because that actually hurts business. If you tax
then
people,
they all move overseas. Then,
no,
right?
the reason
they move overseas is all the restrictions that are put on them over here. You know, you've got to have
because
this
because they want to. They, they want to pay less for labor. That's why they're moving overseas.
They have to pay less than labor. Remember, they have to pay money to ship it back over here.
Yeah, but
that costs something.
They're like paying themselves, like, you know, like what happened on Wall Street. You know,
sure.
They're paying us. You know, we bailed them out. Us taxpayers bailed out Wall Street,
Let's speak to it in an honest fashion. They, the government that owns us, they the rich people that control the government, use the
government
as a tool to extract money from you and me in order to give money back to their friends. I mean, that's what happened. The idea that you're ever going to take the power away from the power and wealth have always inextricably been bound. All you can do to break the power of wealth is to break power that comes from the government. You can't wrest the power from the government. You must break it.
I agree with you. We have a lot of very corrupt politicians, both Democrat and Republican.
There's no
right
such
now.
Thing as a politician who can't be corrupted. I mean, the power corrupts people, and there's
Bernie
evidence
Sanders
for that.
Is a good guy.
I don't know if he's a good guy or not. I've never met him. You're talking about the senator from Vermont. I'm sure he's very nice in person, but he's advocating for violence. And if you're in Washington, D.C., as a senator or a representative, whether you call yourself a Democrat or Republican or a socialist or a greenie or whatever, you are advocating for violence against your fellow neighbor. That's what the government is, Helen. The government is institutionalized. It's an institutionalized monopoly over coercion, and it needs to end. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a barbaric, ancient, decrepit concept that is inhumane.
Well, yeah, the what we've seen, especially in Egypt, is they try to pump up the number of state employees because people on the state payroll are more likely to be pro-government. They're more likely to be pro-regime that's in charge.
They're
because
paid off.
They're getting paid by that regime. They're getting their cut. And yes, pay them more. Pay them more than the private sector people because you need to pay them more to sit in those horrible bureaucratic jobs where you're nothing but a number punching numbers.
Right. I mean, you know, I was just talking to somebody who works for the government today, and they were talking about the golden leash, and that is their benefits that they get after 25 or 30 years. And so many of them are losing them all across the country. They're being taken away because the state and local governments simply can't afford to do it anymore. The American economy has had its back broken. The workers can't afford to have the state and local governments just sucking the money, the wealth out of them to give to these people. And so the golden leash is becoming brittle and breaking. And you're watching the government fall apart in front of us.
We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. Tonight, it's been Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark. I'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.